Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 22, 1837, the public was made aware of new quarantine regulations in Barbados. These had been enforced at Government House on March 14th by His Excellency the Governor. These new rules and regulations mandated that passengers aboard any vessel arriving to Barbados, regardless of their port of departure, were not allowed to immediately set foot on the island's shores. They could only do so once the quarantine officer had determined whether or not a period of quarantine was necessary. Any questions regarding the health conditions of passengers were to be answered truthfully under oath to ensure there was no breach in the health protocols. In the event that the calling boat or vessel had journeyed from somewhere infected with disease and had spent less than 23 days at sea, quarantine was required upon reaching Barbados. These diseases included cholera and smallpox, and during the isolation period, vessels were to retire to a quarantine station, staying 2 leagues or approximately 7 miles from the coast. They were also required to raise a yellow flag to act as a signal of their potential infection. The only interaction with ships in quarantine were visits by the quarantine officer, limited to once daily, and had the purpose of determining the health of persons on board. Any supplies to passengers were to be obtained via a boat stationed at least 30 yards windward of the quarantined vessel. Ships which had already undergone quarantine did not have to do so in Barbados, as long as a supporting certificate or other document was presented. An isolation period of just 3 days was mandated if no cases of an infectious disease were reported. This 3-day window was to facilitate adequate ventilation of the ship's cargo. Articles capable of transmitting infection were identified under the British Act and were to be kept in isolation. On the contrary, vessels which showed cases of infection had to complete a quarantine of 16 days in the case of measles, 23 for smallpox, and as many as 40 for cholera. Sick persons on board were to be visited by the visiting officer and the quarantine officer to ascertain whether or not the illness was infectious. Over the course of the 19th century, the island of Barbados witnessed countless outbreaks and epidemics of diseases, including but not limited to cholera, measles, and smallpox. Many of these were brought to the island's shores by way of visiting vessels. It is therefore unsurprising that there was a concerted effort made to enforce rules and regulations regarding quarantine, as seen published in the Barbadian on this day, March 22, 1837.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.